Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We have got a really substantial stack of papers on the desk today, and I have to say, this one feels different. Usually we are geeking out over how a blockchain handles consensus, or, you know, we're breaking down the tokenomics of a new DeFi protocol, but today we are pivoting to something that is arguably more critical than any technical upgrade.
Oh, I would go so far as to say it is the prerequisite for everything else we discuss. I mean, you can understand the tech perfectly, you can pick the right assets, but if you don't get this part right, none of that matters because you won't have any capital left to invest.
Exactly. We are looking at a comprehensive guide titled Defending Against Crypto Manipulation on Social Media. It includes a deep breakdown of red flags, some psychological profiling, and these really interesting practical exercises. And the premise the authors start with is pretty stark. Social media is the primary attack surface for crypto scams.
That term, attack surface, it's usually reserved for cybersecurity like, you know, open ports on a server or a bug in the code. But here, the vulnerability isn't the software, it's the user. It's you.
And it makes total sense when you step back and think about it.
Yeah.
If you are into crypto, where do you go for news? Where do you go to gauge sentiment or see what's trending?
You go to the noise. You go to X, formerly Twitter. You go to Discord, Telegram, maybe Reddit.
Right. And consequently, that is where the danger lies. It's a minefield. You have paid shills, you have bot armies, and you have highly sophisticated traps designed to look exactly like helpful customer support.
Well, the guide argues that we aren't just dealing with bad actors anymore. We are dealing with an industrial-scale manipulation engine. So the mission for this deep dive is to help you install what the source calls a mental filter. We aren't just memorizing a list of scams to avoid. We want to understand the psychology behind them.
We need to understand the predator's mindset so we can spot the trap before we even step in it. And oddly enough, the source material starts this psychological training with a concept that takes us all the way back to, like, kindergarten.
Stranger danger.
It sounds so simple, almost patronizing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we are adults managing financial portfolios. Why are we talking about playground rules?
Because the internet, and specifically the crypto corner of the internet, it strips away our evolutionary defenses. The guide draws this fascinating parallel to the physical world. Imagine you are walking down a busy city street. A guy in a trench coat jumps out from an alley, hands you a sealed envelope, and whispers, "Open this. There is $10,000 inside. I just want to help you."
Yeah.
What is your reaction?
I am immediately terrified. My adrenaline spikes. I assume it's a bomb, a prank, or a robbery. I am definitely not opening the envelope. I'm walking the other way fast.
Exactly. Your cynicism is your armor. In the physical world, you instinctively ask, why? What's the catch? Why me? But the guide points out that when we sit behind a screen, that armor just dissolves. We get a direct message from crypto support admins saying, "Hey, I saw you having trouble with your transaction. Click this link and I can fix it." And suddenly, instead of stranger danger, we think, "Oh, thank goodness, customer service."
It is wild how the digital screen gives us this false sense of safety. It suspends our disbelief.
And the source emphasizes that the predatory principles are identical. You have to ask the fundamental question, why would a stranger want to make you rich? If they have a secret trading bot that prints money or an arbitrage strategy that never fails, why are they sharing it with you in a random Discord DM for free?
That's the alpha paradox, isn't it? If the information is that valuable.
It loses value the moment you share it. If everyone knows the secret, it's not a secret anymore.
Precisely. So the first layer of our mental filter is simply reapplying that childhood skepticism. If a stranger is offering you help you didn't ask for, or an opportunity that seems too good to be true.
It is not a gift. It is a lure.
So that is the baseline psychology. Nobody is coming to save you, and nobody is giving you free money.
Right.
Now, I want to get into the specifics, because the source material functions like a field guide to digital predators. It breaks down exactly how these scams mutate, depending on which app you're using.
It really is like a biological study of parasites. They adapt to the host environment. A scam on Twitter looks very different from a scam on Discord.
Okay, let's start with the big town square.
Oh,
Twitter or X. This is where the public conversation happens. What is the specific pathology we see here?
On X, the primary weapon is impersonation. And the guide warns that this has gotten significantly harder to spot since the changes to the verification system. It used to be that a blue check meant verified identity. Now it just means paid $8.
So you will see an account that looks identical to a major protocol, let's say Uniswap or OpenSea, and it has a gold check or blue check.
Right. They clone the bio, the banner image, the pinned tweet. They might swap a lowercase L for a capital I in the handle so it looks the same at a glance. and then they deploy the support trap.
This one is nasty. Walk us through it.
So let's say you were frustrated. You tweet publicly, ugh, my transaction is stuck on Ethereum. What is going on? You are emotional. You are annoyed. Within seconds, you will get 5 replies from accounts looking like MetaMask support or help desk official.
And they sound helpful.
They sound professional. Apologies for the inconvenience. Please fill out the support ticket to resolve the node error. They use technical jargon, but they are bots or scammers scraping for keywords. You click the link, it asks for your seed phrase to sync the database, and it's game over.
So the rule of thumb is support teams are not replying to your tweets asking for your private info.
Never. Real support happens in tickets on their official site, never in a public reply thread.
The guide also mentions the giveaway mechanics on Twitter. I feel like I see this under every single Elon Musk tweet.
The classic doubling scam. Send 1 ETH, receive 2 ETH back. It sounds ridiculous when we say it out loud here in the studio, but it relies on the giveaway culture of crypto. We are so used to legitimate airdrops and rewards that our brains don't immediately reject the idea of free money.
That's a great point. Yeah, we are conditioned to expect rewards in this space, so the scammers just exploit that conditioning.
Exactly. But the source is categorical here. Legitimate projects do not ask for money to send money, ever.
Okay, let's move to Discord. If you are in crypto, you are probably in a dozen Discord servers. It feels different there, doesn't it? More private, like a community?
That feeling of intimacy is exactly what makes it dangerous. You feel like you are in the inner circle. The source has a golden rule for Discord that I think every listener needs to burn into their memory. Real admins rarely DM first.
I feel like we should tattoo that on our foreheads. Real admins rarely DM first.
It is the single most important rule for Discord hygiene. Scammers will clone an admin's profile, same name, same picture, and DM you saying, hey, you want a spot in the presale, or we need to verify your wallet role.
And because you just saw that admin chatting in the main channel, you trust the DM.
Exactly. But legitimate projects do not conduct business in DMs. They use announcement channels. But, and here is where it gets scary, the source also warns about compromised servers.
The compromised webhook.
Right. Sometimes a hacker actually takes over a real admin account or a bot and posts a phishing link in the official announcement channel.
That is terrifying.
Yeah.
Because we are trained to trust the hashtag announcements channel above everything else.
It exploits authority bias. The guide suggests a verification pause. If an announcement channel suddenly posts surprise mint, click now, and there was no prior warning, that is a huge red flag. Even if it is in the official channel, don't click. Go to their Twitter, check their website, cross-reference everything.
Okay, Telegram. To me, Telegram feels like the Wild West of crypto.
It is the dark alley. The primary threat there is fake groups. You search for a project, say Arbitrum, and you find 5 groups with the same name. 4 of them are fake.
But they have 50,000 members.
Bots. They fill the group with thousands of bots that talk to each other. They say, good morning, great project, when moon. It creates social proof. You join, you see all this activity, and you think it's safe. Then you ask for the contract address, and a helpful admin gives you a fake one that drains your wallet.
The guide also mentions pump and dump groups on Telegram. This is less about hacking and more about market manipulation.
Correct. These groups position themselves as insider trading communities. We are going to pump TokenX at 12:00 p.m. The psychological hook is that you think you are the predator. You think, I'm in on the conspiracy.
But you aren't the wolf.
No, you are the sheep. The admins bought the token hours or days ago. When they tell the group to BYN now, they are selling into your buy pressure. You are the exit liquidity. The source puts it brutally. If you are in a group organizing a pump, you aren't the investor. You are the victim.
Man, that is sobering. Finally, YouTube. I feel like YouTube should be safer because it's video. It's harder to fake a person's face than a text message?
You would think so, but the technology is evolving fast. The source explicitly mentions deepfakes. We are seeing fake live streams of people like Vitalik Buterin, Elon Musk, or Michael Saylor.
And they look real.
They look and sound 99% real. The AI voice synthesis captures the cadence, the pauses, even the stutter. They run these on a loop with a QR code overlay saying, double your Bitcoin. If you aren't paying close attention, it passes the sniff test.
That is dystopian.
It is. And on a lower tech level, you have the leaked strategy videos, I found a loophole, or a secret 100x strategy. These are often just paid promotions disguised as advice.
Which brings us perfectly to the next section of the deep dive. The source material has this great interactive component called Exercise 7. It's a tale of two posts.
This is a great exercise. It forces you to compare two scenarios side by side to train your eye.
Okay, let's play along. I'm going to read scenario A and then scenario B. You tell me what the red flags are. I'll channel my inner hype man.
I'm ready.
Scenario A. A popular YouTuber posts, "This new W altcoin is about to explode." I just filled my bags. "If you don't buy now, you will miss the 100X. Link in bio to buy." Not financial advice.
Oh, cool.
And below the post, the comments are just a wall of rocket emojis and people saying, "Just bought to the moon."
Okay, my alarm bells are ringing so loud I can barely hear you.
Let's unpack it. What are we seeing?
First, look at the language. Explode. Now. 100X. It's all emotional triggers. It is designed to bypass your logic and hit your dopamine receptors. It creates artificial urgency.
And the link in bio.
A huge red flag. Why are they pushing a specific link? Likely because it's a referral link or a paid tracking link. They're monetizing your click. They get paid whether the coin goes up or down.
What about the comments? Just bought. This is the future. It looks like social proof. Everyone else is doing it.
That is the echo chamber effect the source talks about. But here is the reality check. Those are likely bots.
Bots.
Or coordinated shills. It costs very little to buy 1,000 comments on a post. The goal is to make you feel like the odd one out if you don't buy. It manufactures FOMO.
Okay, let's look at the alternative. Scenario B, a crypto educator posts, "I've been researching this DeFi protocol for 3 months. Here's my analysis. It has interesting tech, but also real risks, including smart contract vulnerabilities and a small team. This is not a buy recommendation. Do your own research before making any decisions."
This is night and day.
It sounds, honestly, kind of boring compared to the first one.
And that is the key takeaway. Authentic analysis is often boring. It's cautious. Notice the time frame, researching for 3 months, not just found this gem. Notice the balance, interesting tech, but also smart contract vulnerabilities.
They're actually telling you why you shouldn't buy it.
Exactly. A scammer will never give you a reason not to buy. A real analyst wants you to understand the risk. The source puts it well. Manipulation is exciting and urgent. Truth is usually nuanced and slow.
That leads to a massive problem in this space. Paid promotion. The source has a whole section on this.
This is the dirty little secret of crypto social media. A lot of the influencers you see, even the ones with hundreds of thousands of followers, are essentially billboards. They're selling their audience.
What does that mean exactly? Selling their audience.
It means a project approaches them and says, "We will give you $10,000 in our token if you make a video saying it's the next big thing."
Yeah.
The influencer takes the money, hypes the token, creates a pump, and then sells their stash when the price goes up. The followers are left holding the bag.
And often, they don't disclose it's an ad.
Legally, they should, but in crypto, enforcement is spotty. The source suggests a simple metric. If a post feels like a sales pitch rather than an analysis, treat it as a paid ad, even if they don't say hashtag ad.
If they are selling, you are the customer
or
the product.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got the psychology, we've got the platforms. Now let's arm the listener with the universal red flags. The source provides a checklist. Let's run through these so people can mentally check them off.
Let's do.
Number one, urgency, act now. Only 10 spots left.
Run away. Legitimate investments do not require split-second decisions. If you have to buy it this second, it's because they don't want you to have time to think or read the white paper.
Number two, guaranteed returns. 100% safe, guaranteed 10x.
Impossible. Nothing in crypto is guaranteed. Not Bitcoin, not stablecoins, nothing. If someone promises a guarantee, they are lying, period.
Number three, money first. Send money to receive tokens.
This often happens with fake airdrops. Pay the gas fee to claim your 1,000 tokens. If you have to pay to get a gift, it's not a gift. It's a purchase and usually a scam.
And finally, unsolicited DMs.
We covered this, but it bears repeating. Legitimate projects do not recruit investors via random direct messages. If a stranger slides into your DMs to talk finance, block them.
Okay, we have the red flags. Now let's talk defense. The source calls this defense protocols and hygiene. What are the technical steps we can take right now, today, to lock down our accounts?
The first one is the most effective, but for some reason, people resist it. Turn off your DMs.
Just completely off.
On Discord and Telegram, you can change your privacy settings so that strangers cannot message you. The source strongly suggests doing this. If you turn off the channel that the scammers use to reach you, you eliminate 90% of the threat.
It feels a bit antisocial, though, doesn't it? We want to be part of the community.
It feels safe. You can still message friends. You just block the noise. Think of it as putting a lock on your front door. You can still invite people in, but you don't leave it wide open for anyone walking down the street.
Fair enough. What about link hygiene?
Never click links in DMs, even if it looks like it's from a friend. Their account might be hacked. If you need to go to a website, type it into your browser or use your own bookmarks. Don't trust the link someone hands you. Don't let someone else drive your browser.
The source also suggests some verification strategies. Let's say I see a new project and it looks cool. How do I verify it's real?
Cross-reference. Don't just trust the Twitter search bar. Go to a trusted aggregator like CoinGecko or CoinMarketCap, find the project there, and click the link to their social media from that trusted site. That ensures you are going to the real page, not a clone.
And check the account age, right?
Yes. If a project claims to be the next evolution of finance, but their Twitter account was created last week, or they have 50,000 followers but only 2 likes on their tweets...
Bot followers.
Exactly. High follower count with low engagement is a dead giveaway of a fake or pumped up account.
There's one tip in the source that I absolutely loved. It's called ask in public. This feels like a power move.
Oh, it is. If you get a DM from someone claiming to be an admin or support, take a screenshot of it. Then go to the project's public channel where thousands of people are watching and post the screenshot. Ask, is this person legitimate?
That is brilliant. You are dragging the scammer out into the sunlight.
Exactly. The real community will immediately scream scam and probably ban the user. Scammers hate sunlight. They rely on isolation. When you ask in public, you break that isolation.
And finally, OPSEC, operational security.
Don't share your holdings. I know it feels good to brag about a 10x gain, but when you post, I just made $50,000 on this coin, you are painting a target on your back. You are signaling to every hacker and scammer, here's a wallet worth attacking.
Wealth whispers.
It really does. Silence is safety.
So we have covered a lot of ground. We have the Stranger Danger framework, the specific platform threats on Twitter, Discord, and Telegram, and we dissected the anatomy of a hype post versus a real analysis.
And we built that defensive checklist.
Right. So let's recap the Minkle filter. When our listener opens their phone after this episode and sees a post, what are the questions they need to ask themselves immediately?
1, is this person paid? 2, is there artificial urgency? 3, do the comments look organic or bot-driven? And finally, does my gut tell me this is too easy?
The gut check.
Yes. You have to monitor your own emotional state. If you feel that rush of, oh my God, I'm going to be rich if I just click this button, stop. That emotion is what they're counting on. That emotion is the weapon. Step back, take a breath, and look for the red flags.
It really is about rewiring your brain to be skeptical by default instead of, wow, look at this opportunity. Your first thought should be, okay, what is the catch?
Skepticism is your armor. Without it, you are naked in a war zone.
I want to leave the listener with a final thought, something that kind of builds on what we discussed regarding influencers. We talked about paid promotion, but there is a gray area here that the source touches on.
There is.
You see these influencers who post not financial advice in their bio or say it quickly at the end of a video, but then the entire video is using every psychological trigger we just discussed, urgency, hype, guaranteed moonshots to get you to buy.
It raises a really difficult question about responsibility. If I tell you, don't jump off this bridge, but I spend 10 minutes telling you how amazing the view is on the way down and how everyone else is jumping, am I an educator or am I a predator?
It's a thin line.
It is. And since the regulators are slow to catch up, it is entirely up to you, the listener, to draw that line. You have to decide who earns your attention and who is just farming you for liquidity.
A sobering thought to end on, but a necessary one. Stay safe out there, keep your DMs closed, and always double check the URL. Thanks for diving in with us.
Stay skeptical.